You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I know I should make better choices, but how do I actually do that? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock.
Oh, then rock we shall. And by rock, we of course mean answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I know I should make better choices, but how do I actually do that? And Glenn, oh, maybe we should start with the shoulds.
Yeah, this is the era for shoulding ourselves. Everybody is putting the shoulds. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. You know, I have more free time. I can't do some of the things I used to be able to do. So I should probably learn to speak another language and stop watching Netflix altogether. But the problem with that is the shoulds never stop. They just keep going. It's always, if you do one responsible, good, interesting, whatever thing that you should be doing, there's always another should to take its place. And that's actually a recipe for unhappiness. So we're not getting into a better, healthier life as a result.
It's a really, really good place to start off. And Jed, I think the other thing about shooting yourself is we will all say and carefully pronounce throughout this radio broadcast.
Yes.
It makes a promise that the logic of it does kind of line up, that if I do all the things I should do, I will end up with this life that has all these positives. The problem with it is following through on that everything someone should do, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. As Glenn's saying, there's 10,000 things on the ought to list. And there's two really important takeaways. The first is, you don't know anybody who's doing everything on their ought to list. Not a single person. People who have, you know, pretty decent lives have them in spite of the fact that there's all kinds of ought-tos that they are not doing. The other thing about it is that all of that shooting ourselves, all those ought-tos, really just lead us to a place of exhaustion, where we feel kind of semi-guilty all the time because there's all this stuff that we ought to be doing, that we should be doing, that we're not doing. And then we're just kind of sad and tired and exhausted. And when we look around and we realize that, in general, nobody's really doing all the stuff on their ought-to list, it also feels like we've kind of made this weird agreement with ourselves where maybe we don't have to do better things as long as we're prepared to feel bad about it, which, that's not a good way to live, man. I mean, definitely, the Bridge Loud would not recommend that as an approach to life. But I think the interesting thing is, when almost everybody you know is on some version of a massive ought-tos list that they're not following and that they're not close to following, I think we need to ask, is there a way forward on this? Is there anything else? You know, if everybody appears to be on this same racket, so to speak, is there another way, or is this just what we're stuck with?
I think it's a really great point, a great question going forward. And I think what we're going to land on is that, exactly as both Glenn and Jed point out, everybody has things they feel like they ought to be doing that they're not. But there are some people who are moving forward, being satisfied, moving towards things that make them happy, even though they still have that ought to list. And that's the kind of thing we want to unlock when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
There is no one who is on the rush. Love God.
are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I mean, I shouldn't be putting icing on this donut, but just because I eat a plain donut doesn't mean I'm a good person.
Now, are you saying those signs in front of the Krispy Kreme are wrong?
That's right. That's just a bit of Zen philosophy for you there.
Glazed, the virtuous choice. Also joining us, a man who I'm sure also has strong donut opinions, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
How dare you besmirch the good name of Krispy Kreme?
Besmirching Krispy Kreme is a different kind of frosting that they'll give you, but they'll judge you very harshly. Go in there and say, I know you've got the hot sign on. Do you have the besmirched sign ready to go? We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I know I should make better choices, but how do I actually do that? And Glenn, in that last segment, we did a lot of talking about the feeling of should and all the things you should do. But I think what we landed on is the idea that should doesn't actually motivate us to do anything better.
Well, that's right. All of that should, all these things I should be doing is a terrible motivator. And part of the reason why is it's piling on a lot of negativity onto ourselves. And then the reward is I take the negativity off. So I literally never get anywhere. I just constantly experiencing all this negativity, and then I do something, it goes away. It's like banging your head against the wall. It feels great when you stop, but that doesn't mean that it's a great thing.
Absolutely right. That's a prescription from Dr. Glenn right to you. If you want to cure a headache, stop banging your head against the wall. Step one. And Jed, I think a big part of what Glenn's pointing to there is some of the putting the oughties on yourself, the shooting yourself, as we would say, comes when you maybe just don't have an idea of what you actually want to do, right?
I think that's so true. I think there's a little bit of a mind-bending thing going on where, as Glenn says, all the ought-tos and the shoulds, it creates a lot of negativity. You feel bad about yourself. But if we really want to move forward, interestingly, our best option is to get in better touch with our own desires, to figure out just in life, man, what do you want? What do you care about? What's important to you? What do you want to see happen? You would think that would be an easy question to answer, but actually, we want to give you a Bridge Loud challenge. You should take 5 minutes and try and write down the things in life that you really care about and that you really want. I think you'll find that's harder to do than you might expect. Most people are not nearly as in touch with their own desires as they think they are. Now, to be clear, you desire to have a donut. And a glazed frosted donut. That's not what I'm referring to. That's an appetite. There's a huge difference between I'd like a donut for a snack and here is a thing in life that I care about, that I want, that deep down I desire. And I think the question we need to look at is, if we were to do that, how would that help?
Absolutely right. If you wander into a donut shop that offers you that which you desire, you should leave. If that is a cursed place. You're about to make some kind of dark deal. That's not what you want. And we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
When peace like a river, I'll deliver my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll.
Yeah!
here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
The owners and management of The Bridge Loud show would like to clarify previous humorous comments about Krispy Kreme donuts. This is a pro-Krispy Kreme donut show.
Indeed. It was founded by Crispus K. Cream. I respect his work very, very much. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I have always been pro-Krispy Kreme.
Well, on that much, we agree. Another thing we agree on is that we're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I know I should make better choices, but how do I actually do that? And Glenn, in that last segment, Jed closes out by talking about the idea of getting in touch with what you want and how that, in a lot of ways, is the opposite of the putting the ought to's on yourself that we described. How does that actually work?
Well, for sure, it's important to figure out what sort of things motivate and excite you, you know, sort of big picture things that would have real meaning and purpose in your life. That's the important stuff. Just, you know, cleaning up the back of that closet is not going to motivate you in the same way. It's not going to be important in the same way. That may be part of the big picture, but really it's about finding those big picture things that you want to accomplish and then working backwards. So that is to say, it's a process of building towards what you want as opposed to just starting on, I'm going to try and fix everything and have this perfect life right now.
It's a really, really great point, a very good strategy. And Jed, what might that strategy look like?
Well, suppose, for example, that you just love basketball. You love playing it. You love being a part of it. Well, where you live, there is probably a local basketball league that you could join. And maybe you look at it and say, I would just like to do that. You know, I mean, I'm never going to be a star or whatever, but I just love doing that. I just think it would be great. Well, if we work backwards, then maybe we want to start getting a little bit more exercise so it's easier to take a part of that. Okay, great. Maybe you say, man, I just love cars. And it would be so cool if I had a job as a mechanic where I could just work on cars and I could do the thing that I love. Okay, great. Well, if we work backwards, then maybe we want to look into a lot of community colleges actually offer classes related to that, help you get some skills and equipping and get ready for that. In both cases, we are starting with something that we want. Now, that's a good thing, and it's an effective thing. And it's driving both a sense of motivation and a sense of strategy, which we really need both. And that stands in very stark contrast to starting with one more ought to, one more should, which, again, doesn't really provide any motivation, doesn't really provide any payoff other than just the relief of not feeling bad about ourselves, and critically, doesn't give us any strategy either on how to effectively accomplish it.
I think that's such an important point in these differences in strategy. The kind of the endless list of ought-tos really is based on this idea that if you just do enough good things, you have a good life. And what a good life for you is looks different than what a good life for someone else is. So it really helps to be moving in a direction, moving towards a strategy. And we'll look at this more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Take my life and then. Take my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I hear donuts have vitamins.
It could be true. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I eat donuts for my health.
Packed full of vitamin R. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I know I should make better choices, but how do I actually do that? And there has never been an easier transition than on the donut-based episode into the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, as we mentioned on the show very often, our day job is working with folks coming out of very difficult situations. That could be drug addiction, that could be gang life, that could be incarceration. And one of the things that really is common amongst a lot of the folks we work with is really exactly what's being described here in the question, which is, I know I need to do better things, but I don't really have a conception of what it means beyond that, which can certainly be overwhelming in the ways we've talked about. So what do we tell them?
Well, it is about moving beyond, you know, just good, bad, right, and wrong, and looking at having a deeper connection to God. And then having that connection transform your life in certain ways and give it some meaning. A lot of times that has to do with lifting others up and helping people less fortunate than yourself and all of those things. But it's also about recognizing that all of those things are deeper than just the everyday shoulds that we put on our lives. 1 Corinthians 2:9 in the Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has conceived the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And so I think we want to raise your vision up to something much bigger.
I think that's absolutely right. And when it comes to this idea of the shoulds versus actually moving forward in your life, one of the better things and the things you can raise your vision to that we often try to help people find is moving beyond this idea we've been talking about of what the best thing in life is for one to behave and do things by the book, and then that will lead to these rewards. That's just not the way life works. You don't just stack up a bunch of things on the checklist and then have a good life. A big part of that is because God has specific things for you. There are things that would, a job and a partner and a place to live that would make a good life for you that wouldn't make a good life for someone else. Life is more than just the checklist of things that a good person does. God wants to help you discover things that are about you and specific and go deeper and are customized. That's the life He wants for you. That's the life we want for you. And we see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.